Montreal, 26 April, 1849. My dear Charlotte, as the House was prorogued in rather a summary manner last evening by the sovereign people, or rather by the loyal Conservatives of Montreal, you will see me much sooner in all probability than either of us hoped for when I last wrote. Although the papers will contain many versions of the matter, as I was present and not an inattentive party to passing events, the following description may be interesting. About 5 o'clock, the governor came down to the Legislative Council and assented to several bills, amongst them the Rebellion Losses Bill, became law. On its being proclaimed by the clerk according to custom, several lookers-on immediately left the strangers' gallery with great stamping of feet. Anticipating some unusual proceeding out of doors, a few of the members, amongst them myself, proceeded to see the governor leave the buildings, in doing which he and his staff were helped and well pelted by eggs and apples, of which good supply was at hand, the market being close by. It was the work of a minute, for he was in his carriage and out of reach in less time. We re-entered the assembly and were at work discussing the Lower Canada Indicator Bill between 8 and 9 in the evening, when a few parties arrived, breathless to say that a loyal meeting then being held on the Champ de Mars was moving to attack the assembly. Immediately all the acts which had become law, as well as those which had passed both houses but not sanctioned, were carried out to a place of safety. A minute after, the house was surrounded, the doors locked, and stones flying in like hail. You know how many windows there are to the house? On the first volley, both auditors and members sought such places of safety as seemed to offer the best protection, and in less than 5 minutes, I do not think there was a whole pane of glass. The members took refuge in the passage behind the speaker's chair. Wilson and myself happened to be the last, having secured a good shelter behind the speaker's chair. Presently, in rushed the rabble and upset the desks and chairs. We joined the other members of provincial parliament, when of sudden the flames came rushing into the passage where we had retired. We all rushed through the house, ran downstairs, and finding the mob had left the door open, we escaped into the street, the mob having gone to the far end where the building was on fire, and returned unhurt. Finding the place clear, and thinking it would continue so, I returned to the house to get my papers from my desk. Flames were then rushing into the body of the house and playing about the speaker's chair. Some few minutes passed before I could find my desk, but at last I got it and pocketed my papers and went into the street, but its aspect was again changed. The street was full of volunteers. A gentleman called out, "Here's the rebel Watts," which was a signal for an attack and the application of a few kicks, but a man called several by name around him, who interposed and conducted me to my hotel. I will write more tomorrow. Your devoted husband, R.N. Watts.